ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air. Continuing and complete coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic, live from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, featuring teams from the Tri-Cities as well as across the state for some dream matchups. Now to courtside with the Platte River Radio broadcast team, Randy Bushcutter, Blaine Bulis, and Doug Duda.
At it, and welcome back to the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Event Center. We've got two games in the books, six more to go here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. All the games will be here. The last three games will also be simulcast on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The 12:30 game has a matchup of the top-ranked team in Class C2 against the hottest team, or arguably one of the hottest teams in Class C1. C1, 8th-ranked Kearney Catholic on a roll, whereas the top-ranked team in Class C2, Fremont Bergen, they're on a little bit of a schneid right now. They've had a rough go of it. In fact, last night on the road at Wahoo Newman, they lost to Bishop Newman fairly comfortably, 77-51. That was their third straight loss, but look at this murderer's row that they've run into. They lost to Grand Island Central Catholic in the conference tournament finals by four to the top-ranked team in Class C1. Then they lost at Boys Town. Boys Town is in the top 10 in Class B, and they lost that one by a single bucket. And then last night, they were handled by Bishop Newman, 77-51. For Kearney Catholic, one of the major issues you look at right now, yes, they're riding a seven-game winning streak, but they also have been bitten by the flu bug, as one of their starters hasn't eaten in the last couple of days, will not start today, and we'll see how much time we get out of Brian Huseman this afternoon against Archbishop Bergen. The Knights are tall, they are athletic, and the Stars are deep, athletic, and very scrappy. This is going to be an intriguing matchup between the Stars and the Knights. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineup for both Kearney Catholic and Fremont Bergen. Best of luck in today's game from Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. You're leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a 30-second break, and when we come back, the starters for the Stars and the Knights right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lawrence specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Today's starting lineups, first of all, for Archbishop Bergen. Their starters look like this. Josh Boggs is a 5'8 senior. He'll start with Jerry Dolish, 6-foot-tall senior. John Spellerberg, 6'2", and a senior. Spencer Morrissey, a 6'5 senior. And Jackson Mart is a 6'6 junior, starting for head coach Chris Paulson. Now for Don Lease and the Kearney Catholic Stars, today's lineup looks like this. Keegan Fitzgerald, 5'8 junior. We'll start with the 6'1 sophomore Abe Clinch. The senior, Drew Butler, he's 6'2. He'll start with Alex Lees, a 6-foot-tall sophomore, and David Squires, the 6'2 sophomore, starts for head coach Don Lees. Your starting lineup brought to you by your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. And again, Brian Huseman, who if you were at the Loop City game the other night, you know he was under the weather Thursday as he was ill and hasn't eaten for the last couple of days, but he is here today. We'll see how much playing time he's able to do. The opening tip controlled by the Stars, and then they turn it over. Their pass is stolen by John Spellerberg, and here comes Fremont Bergen, and we got an early foul as Bergen drives in immediately after Spellerberg got the ball, drove in hard to the rack, and he was blocked. So A bad start here for Kearney Catholic. They have the foul. They also have a turnover in the early stages. And the foul is whistled on Lease. That'll be his first. So Spellyberg at the free throw line has the first points of the afternoon here for Fremont Bergen. Both these two teams, parochial schools, both these two teams, Catholic schools, both these two teams, green and gold as their team colors. Both free throws by Spellyberg up and good. It's a 2-0 lead here for Fremont Bergen. Stars in their home white uniforms. Long pass up ahead for Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald, his pass is stolen away and then taken right back by Kearney Catholic. Pass on the inside. It is off the hands of Lease and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic has played 23 seconds of basketball. They have three turnovers. They've turned it over three times. Yes, they forced one turnover, but Kearney Catholic, they're the ones that like to force the other team to turn it over. The opposite has happened here in the early stages. Boggs brings it across the timeline. Long pass, and then stepping on the sideline is going to be Jared Dolish. He had it immediately and kind of lost his balance a little bit and then ended up stepping on the sideline. So Fitzgerald brings it across the timeline. Clinch has it on that right side. They'll kick it out top of the circle here for Fitzgerald. He'll fire the three. It is short. Up high for the rebound is Spencer Morrissey. Morrissey passes up ahead to Spellyberg, and Spellyberg will kick it out here for Boggs. Again, Coach Lease, we talked at halftime of our second game of the day, and he was concerned about rebounding. So far, the rebounding edge has belonged to Fremont Bergen. Top of the circle, Spellyberg has it, gets it down low, and posting up strong is Spencer Morrissey, and Morrissey lays it up and in. So Clinch has it in the offensive zone. We'll have to give it back to Lease here. Stars looking for their first points. They trail it 4-0. They enter it into Clinch. Great ball fake. He'll kick it out to Squires. Squires on the baseline. We'll give it to Clinch. Clinch back out to Squires. Baseline three up and good. As what happens so many times, David Squires starts the game with a three-pointer. And that one was just a little two-man game between him and Abe Clinch. Boggs right in front of us with the dribble. Those beyond green shoes. We'll get it off on the right wing here for Spellyberg. And Spellyberg lost it out of bounds. Tipping the pass was Fitzgerald. And Fremont Bergen turns it over. That'll even out the number of turnovers to three apiece for both teams. Checking in here for the Stars, Tyson Calling. And they'll inbound it. Jumper up. Good on that baseline by John Spellyberg, and he's got four in the game. Three-point lead here for Fremont Bergen. And Calling works it back around. Also checking in moments ago was Connor Strite. Bounce pass and near midcourt. It's Calling who has it, and he'll give it off on that right side. Yoakum also checked in during that stoppage. He'll kick it out here for Calling. And Huseman is in the game right now. He's got his hands on the basketball near midcourt. And we'll see how he feels today, fighting the flu bug. Strite corners it in for Huseman, kicks in the corner. Three-pointer up, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds. And it's off the hands of Bergen, off the hands of Jerry Dolish. And fighting for the rebound was Brett James. Strite will toss it in here. And he'll just have to throw it in, and he gets it into the hands of Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum with the dribble. And again, Kearney Catholic with a line change a little bit ago. Five new players out there. He has a Coach Lease has a much deeper bench than what we anticipate from Fremont Bergen. James has it top of the circle. He'll get the ball back out for Yoakum. Yoakum facing that zone. We'll kick it to the elbow. That's Strite. Strite gives it up. It was a little jumper by Calling, and Calling is fouled. Calling drew the body contact. He's going to go line and shoot two. So Calling is going to shoot a couple of shots here. The foul whistled on Spellyberg. That is his first. Free throw up and good for Tyson Calling. Calling hurt early in the year, kind of working his way back into the flow of things here late in the season for Kearney Catholic. Who have won seven in a row. Their last loss came to Grand Island Central Catholic. Free throw is up and no good. Morrissey pulls down the rebound, and Bergen up court quickly. Dolish has it, gives it top of the circle for Spellyberg. Kearney Catholic going man-to-man, pass in the lane, ball's on the ground, the scrum for it. It's going to be a jump ball, possession arrow is pointing to the Knights of Fremont Bergen. Again, Bergen in the dark green uniforms. Bergen written across the chest in gold. With the dribble, here is Morrissey. Morrissey pass on the inside. Shot is up and good for Evan Stober. Stober lays it up and in. Just another tall kid, 6'7 here for Archbishop Bergen. 6'7 and he doesn't start. With the dribble is James. James will give it for Yoakum. Entry pass inside for Huseman. Huseman draws body contact. No foul called. Shot no good. Stober pulls down the rebound. Ball knocked out loose by Huseman. And Bergen scrambles, is able to save it for Stober. And now they'll reset the offense. Boggs in those incredible Hulk shoes driving the baseline. He's shut off by Huseman. And he falls out of bounds, passes it in the corner. There's Dole. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Nothing but Bergen players there for the rebound. They snag the bound and get it out for Spellerberg. Spellerberg enters it on the inside. Tough-looking shot for Morrissey. But Morrissey gets his own rebound and scores. And timeout for Kearney Catholic. Fremont Bergen owning the glass. And right now they own a six-point lead. It's 10-4. Advantage Bergen. We're back right after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Well, we talked with head coach Don Leese at halftime of the Pierce-Sutton game, and he said that rebounding was going to be absolutely key for his team. His team has yet to rebound. The Bergen Knights have really cleaned the glass. Unofficially, I have 5 rebounds for Bergen, none for the Stars, and a pass on the inside that's going to be stolen away by Stober. Another Kearney Catholic turnover, and up ahead, the shot up, but no good for Boggs, and the rebound by Drew Butler, and Butler is fouled. Butler had it, dribbled out with it. And that'll be a foul on the Knights. Number 11, Jerry Dolish. That'll be his first. 2 team fouls against the Knights. 1 have been whistled against Kearney Catholic. Neither team doing too much hand checking. They're all playing good, solid defense. Lynch has the bounce pass, and it is out of bounds. And I think Fitzgerald thought that it was tipped, and the official did not think that it was tipped. And since that's his job, he made the call, and there'll be 5 turnovers now at Kearney Catholic. I think Fitzgerald could have got there had he known that it was going to go out of bounds on the Stars. Dober will inbound it, and it is knocked away by Butler into the hands of Jensen. Jensen ties it up. It's going to be tied up on the ground there. Alternating possessions, Kearney Catholic will get their hands on the ball. Calling, checking back in here for the Stars. And he's going to come in for Keegan Fitzgerald. Huseman out there. Also David Squires and Leese. And inbounding is Butler. Butler will just toss in for Squires. He's at the spiking line near midcourt. And he'll get it to Huseman. Huseman for Butler. Butler, bounce pass in the lane for Squires. He'll put up the shot, draw the contact, and he is fouled. That's what Kearney Catholic needs to do. If nothing else, get some of those biggins into a little bit of foul trouble, and that's what Squires was able to do there. Got that nice bounce pass through the lane, and Stover whistled for the foul. Free throw is up and good for David Squires. He's got 4 in the game. And it's Fremont Bergen 10, Kearney Catholic 5, 3:01 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Morrissey. His 4th rebound of the first quarter here. Dribbling up that far sideline is Boggs. Boggs kicks it right back out. Now drive in the dish. They get it to Stober. Stober had it knocked loose. Another steal here. Kearney Catholic is on the run, and with it is Butler. Butler will just slip it to Leese. He'll fire a 3 and hit a 3. Alex Lee drains the 3-pointer, 2nd 3 of the game here for Kearney Catholic. They cut the lead down to 2. Backing in, a little bunny hook, jumper by Morrissey is no good. Rebounded by Squires, and then almost turned over. It's saved, but into the hands of Huseman. Huseman will help kick it off for Colling. Colling baseline jumper is short, rebounded by Huseman, who has to save it by throwing it almost to the backcourt into the hands of Butler, who puts up a quick jumper. It's no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Stover. Pass on the inside, driving up is going to be Jensen. Jensen, a little floater off glass, good. Jake Jensen, that's an athletic play for Fremont Bergen. He was essentially trying a hard layup about 6 feet to the right of the glass, was able to kiss it off and in. Here's Butler stepping up for the trail three, shot off the mark, rebounded by Lease. Lease is able to track it down here for the Stars, who kicks it out for Colling, who Colling hits a long deuce. Tyson Colling with three in the game. It's a two-point ball game again. Bounce pass is not saved by Fremont Bergen as the Stars are making Bergen play Kearney Catholic's pace. And they force the Fremont Bergen turnover. And again, a fast pace, up and down game, I would say, favors Kearney Catholic. They've got a deeper bench. That'll negate a little bit of the height advantage that Fremont Bergen has. But Bergen is athletic enough. They can play that style of ball. But that's Kearney Catholic's bread and butter. And here, just a bad pass as they threw it right side to Keegan Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald was stepping up as the ball was thrown where he was. And that's a bit of an unforced error. Kearney Catholic's turned the ball over six times now. Bergen into the offensive zone. Matt Schleister checks in. He's being harassed by Brett James. Schleister with the dribble. Drives through the lane. Shot up and good. Matt Schleister drives it up and in. Minute four to go here. And Butler will kick right side. Over there is Yoakum. He's in a little strike, rather. And strike will give it to Butler. Butler's pass right in the hands of Jake Jensen. Another Kearney Catholic turnover. Jensen having trouble with it. Passes it to Dolish. Dolish shut off on the baseline. Will kick it out here for Jensen. Jensen with the dribble here for Bergen. We'll give it between the circles here for Schleister. And Schleister, they double-team him. His bounce pass is out of bounds on the baseline. And again, it's just hard to see where you're throwing the ball when you get that much pressure put on you. Lease is going to check in. Also into the game for the Stars is going to be Tyson Colling. And again, you see Coach Lease going very, very deep on his bench. He's already played 10 players out there. 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bergen up by four. Pass knocked loose. Ball loose and is out of bounds before Brett James could get the timeout called. He dove on it, called time all at the same time. But by the time he got possession, it was on the sideline. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Bergen, nice job stepping in the passing lane, knocking the ball loose. That was Schleister. Jensen will inbound, and he'll get the ball in Schleister. James will pressure him a little bit. 25 seconds to go. 10-second count going on. Bergen's used up the dribble. They haven't, I guess. Schleister dribbled out with it. He gets it across the timeline just in time, and he'll dribble down the baseline, put up a little floater. It's an air ball. Offensive rebound shot is up and good for Spencer Morrissey. Morrissey, 6 points and five rebounds. 7 seconds left as Butler will bounce pass at the Lease. Lease on that right side, 2 seconds left. In the corner, jumper by Colling. It is no good. One quarter's in the books, and it is Fremont Bergen, 16, Kearney Catholic, 10. We'll be back with the second quarter after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Well, not only does Fremont Bergen have a 16-10 lead, they will have possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter here. And they'll just toss the ball in to Schleister. Leicester start in the second half. Kearney Catholic does not have their starters out there either. We'll get that lineup for you here in a moment. Top of the circle, it's Mart with the basketball. He picks up his dribble. We'll get the ball back out for Spellerberg. Spellerberg with the dribble, picked up by Butler, and he'll get it off here for Mart, who drives and has it stolen away by Abe Clinch. That's a block by Clinch, and then he comes up with a basketball, and they'll give it up ahead to Colling, who lays it up in and Tyson Colling running the floor and cutting the lead down to four for Bergen. Bergen running back, and we're going to have a reach, a hold, going to be called on Abe Clinch. And Clinch pinned the ball up against the chest of the Fremont Bergen player, but in the process hit him on the arm. So that's the first personal foul on Abe Clinch, second as a team against the Stars. Inbound in the lane, jumper by Spencer Morrissey, no good. But Morrissey now will go to the line and will shoot two. The foul whistled against Squires, and the free throw is up and good for Morrissey. Morrissey, seven in the game. Also has five rebounds. And the Knights push that lead back out to five. They've led by as many as six. And now they lead by six again. Butler will get the inbounds, and Bergen will try to pressure a little bit. Butler has it in the offensive zone, and he'll get the ball back out for Butler. Now, top of the key, long deuce, up and good for David Squires. Had his foot on the line, and Bergen just turned it over. John Spellerberg, feeling a little bit of pressure being put on by Keegan Fitzgerald, took his eyes off the ball in mid-flight, and that usually turns into a turnover. Seven turnovers against Fremont Bergen. Kearney Catholic, they've turned the ball over eight times. They trail by four as Lease will dribble up. 17-footer from the free throw line extended, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Mart for Fremont Bergen. Pass knocked away, but Bergen tracks it down. That's Spellerberg. Entry pass, that'll be another turnover. Here comes Kearney Catholic. After coming up with a turnover, Lease now will kick it. Now gives it out to Butler. Back to Lease on that right side. He'll shoot an NBA three, and he is short by about a foot and a half. That'll be an air ball. And again, if he is moving forward when he has that shot, but he'd already pivoted, looked, and that's just not in rhythm for the sophomore. So it's 18-14. Bergen with a four-point lead and the dribble. Boggs has it, gives it off right side for Dolish. Off the screen, top of the circle, Mart has it. And they'll work it off on the left side for Spellerberg. Spellerberg gets in the lane. That's Morrissey. His shot's no good. Morrissey fighting for the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Squires. And that'll be the second on Squires. And Squires pushed back a little bit because he felt that Morrissey went over his back to get the rebound in the first place. And he figures if you're not going to call that, you won't call this. And he was incorrect in that assumption. The second foul on Squires. Boggs will inbound to Dolish. Dolish is picked up defensively by Fitzgerald, and Bergen just works it back around the perimeter. That's Spellerberg. Tries to enter it on the baseline, stepping up. He walked with it, yeah. A little extra step there by Spencer Morrissey as Lease and Clinch were both there defensively. 6 minutes to go here before halftime, and across the timeline is going to be Keegan Fitzgerald. Gives it to Lease. Lease drives, has his shot blocked, but out of bounds. It's blocked by Morrissey. And Morrissey, 6'5", and athletic. I mean, you look at him, yes, he's tall, but he doesn't look that tall because he's just so athletic. Long pass, tipped out by Boggs. Boggs is going to make the steal and lays it up and in. The pass was near midcourt, and Boggs was able to track it down like a free safety. Lease gets it on the inside. And it's going to be a turnover as they got shut off. Fitzgerald was shut off, tried to throw the ball back, and there'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. And now a hold as Fremont Bergen running the floor. So five fouls now against Kearney Catholic, and that'll be the first on Colling. Boggs to inbound it, lobs it down low for Morrissey. Morrissey tracks it down, shoots, and there's going to be a foul on Clinch. And Clinch was there. He had great position. And he went up straight, but then he came down at the last moment, and that basically bailed him out. So Clinch is going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be his second. Free throw by Morrissey, no good. After hitting his first two. 5:34 to go. And this game not going the way Kearney Catholic would like. For a while, they had the pace set the way they wanted it to. The free throw is no good. And up high for the rebound is Clinch. His first rebound of the game. Pass up ahead to Lease. Lease will get it to Houston. Houston will fly into the lane. A little one-handed floater is up and good. First point of the day for Brian Houston. Boggs on that left side will get the ball in the hands of Spellerberg. Now back out for Boggs. Boggs is picked up defensively there by Tyson Colling. Boggs now picked up by Butler and Colling. Bounce pass on the right side for Spellerberg. They enter it in. A fadeaway jumper by Mart. It's no good. Rebounded by Butler. Butler up ahead, and Butler gets it back across the timeline. On that right side, dribbling up is going to be Lease. Lease now has to cut it back out for Butler. Butler has it between circles, and Coach Lease yelling patience. They get it in the lane to Colling. Colling will kick it out. Here's Butler for three, and he strokes the three. That inside-out game is what Kearney Catholic wants to have happen, and a long pass up ahead, saved by Butler. Butler landed a little awkwardly when it came down, and we'll see if he's okay. He basically went up high, tried to save it into the hands of Clinch. Clinch wasn't ready for it. He took it off the face and out of bounds. So it will be Fremont Bergen basketball. And again, Butler landed and rolled backwards, and I think he might have hit his backside. I believe the name of the bone is the coccyx that he landed on there. There's other names for it, but we'll keep it at that. Inbounded by Boggs. Boggs. Nice pass inside. Jumper good by Spencer Morrissey. I'll tell you what, that was pretty good defense. There was just barely room for that basketball, and Spencer Morrissey got it down low, put up the shot, and now Colling turns it over. Fremont Bergen's on the run. The layup up and good for Spellerberg. He's got six in the game, and the Knights now have a five-point lead. Kearney Catholic whittled it down pretty close, and then the Knights answer right back. On that left side is Clinch. He'll kick it back out to Lease. Lease to Clinch. In the lane for Houston. Houston kicks out. Driving here is Colling. Colling inside for Houston. And Houston so quick lays it up and in. And Bergen just threw it away. No pressure. They just made a misconnection on the pass. And that'll be another turnover here on Fremont Bergen. 10 on Bergen, 9 against Kearney Catholic. Most of them have been forced by the defense. That one was not. Lease, about 35 feet away. We'll give it now to Squires. Squires fouled by Josh Boggs. 3:43 to go here, second quarter. First foul against Boggs, fourth as a team against the Knights. Lease will inbound, has it between the circles here, and they'll give it to Squires on the left wing. Bergen right now going zone. They get it in the zone to Lease. His shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Clinch comes up with it. Clinch kicks in the corner. Here's Houston for three. No good. Fighting for the rebound is Lease. It's tipped out into the hands of Spellerberg. He's going to lead the break. Spellerberg gave it away. Now they kick it back inside to Morrissey. Morrissey's shot no good. Pass up ahead. Stars have numbers. 3-on-2. Driving is Houston. Has his shot blocked by Sober. And here comes the Knights running right back. It's going to be Boggs, but it's a charge in underneath. Keegan Fitzgerald collects the charge and gets the ball back for Kearney Catholic. No, they call a block. Well, when he punched forward, I saw the official punch forward. I thought that was for the charge. It was count the bucket. So Boggs will go to the line and finish the three-point play. His count the bucket was more vertical. It needed to be more horizontal. So Boggs will try to finish off a three-point play, and the foul is going to be whistled on Fitzgerald. Free throw is up and good. So Boggs will finish off the three-point play. And, boy, there's a big difference between that block and the charge. Not a lot of difference on the floor because the difference was probably about 1 second. Fitzgerald will get the ball to Butler. And Butler hasn't even dribbled yet. They get out to Squires. They're trying to get Bergen to extend their zone here a little bit. And they'll kick it in that corner. Jumper on the baseline by Fitzgerald. Nice shooter's touch, and he hits the three. Hit the front of the rim, and it danced on that rim for a little while. And that cuts the lead in half, and Bergen walked with it. Schleister brought it right across the timeline, was shut off and couldn't go backwards because that would have been over and back. And dangling on one foot, he ends up walking with the ball. That one was forced by the Kearney Catholic defense. So the Stars now down by three. Connor Streit checks in during the stoppage. He's out there, and him and Butler are just playing catch with it near the spiking line on the volleyball court. Creeping up is Butler. He's going to step up for the three. It is no good. Schleister pulls down the rebound, and he'll dribble through traffic, gets it up court to Spellerberg. Spellerberg, long three, and he hits it. Wow, Josh Spellerberg drains the three, and Kearney Catholic answers right back. At least they try to. Up court quickly, they get it in the hands of Squires. Squires in the lane. Shot is deflected by Mart, his second block of the game. Quickly up ahead, pass turned over. Coming up with the ball is Clinch, and Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout. They want to just circle the wagons just a little bit and slow things down. 1:51 to go here before halftime. Knights lead it 30-24. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. We're back after this.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Kearney Catholic down by six. They've got their hands on the basketball. Fremont Bergen still in that zone, and Kearney Catholic will just try to pass around it. Streit has it. Pass in the lane, kicking it back out. Now back on the inside, a little drive by Clinch, and it is a block by Mart, his third of the half. And Bergen has it. Pass on the right wing with the drive here of Schleister, and he's going to kick it right back out here for Jensen. And directing traffic between the circles now is Spellerberg. Spellerberg's going to hand it off here for Schleister. He's in a little bit of trouble. Pass knocked loose, but Bergen's able to track it down. Good athletic move there by Jake Jensen, and we got a timeout here for Fremont Bergen. Kearney Catholic really putting the screws on defensively there, so timeout for the Knights with 1:06 to go here, just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. And again, a six-point lead for the Knights, and Kearney Catholic trying to run and jump, having some success with it here their last couple of possessions. If you've missed it, our first game went to Centura in overtime over Sandy Creek, 46-40. The second game, Class C2, number 6, Sutton, with a 5-point win over Pierce, 44-39. And this is our third game of the day. Class C1, number 8, Kearney Catholic, and the top-ranked team in Class C2, Fremont Bergen. Bergen right now leads it 30-24, minute 6 to go. At halftime, we'll talk about all these teams and a few more when we talk with Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. We'll talk to him at halftime. All eight games here on the ESPN Superstation. And again, the last three of the day will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Schleister brings it in the offensive zone after the inbounds. Mart has it stolen away. On the run is going to be Butler. Butler shut off, and they'll find a cutter. That's Huseman. He'll spin, kick, three by Leese. Good! Alex Leese, second three-pointer of the game, cuts the lead in half. It's a three-point ball game. Here, final 40 seconds of the first half. Schleister drives, kicks, out to Mart. Mart, 6'7", post player, way out there, being picked up by Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's given up a foot, and Schleister will now get the ball back out to Stover, Evan Stover. off of a screen. Jensen has it. Dribbling Jake Jensen. Jensen 17 feet away, picked up by Lees. He'll give it off on the left side to Mart. Mart will kick it out, 15 seconds left. Here's the three, in and out, and then back in. Three-pointer for Jake Jensen. 8 seconds left, and with the dribble is Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's pass knocked around, stolen away by Jensen. Jensen up ahead, the layup at the buzzer, up and good for Spellerberg. A turnover by Kearney Catholic in the final second, and as a result, a quick 5-0 run to end the first half here for Fremont Bergen, and the Knights with their largest lead of the game. They lead it 35-27 at intermission. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, where Fremont Bergen leads Kearney Catholic 35-27 here at intermission. And joining us is writer for the Omaha World Herald, Stu Pospisil. Stu, how's the golf game?
I actually haven't touched them since last July. I never even got out in the fall.
Oh, my. That is so not like you.
I know. That's what twin boys will do for
about,
you.
About to say, married with kids. It's exactly. A different world, isn't it? Different world. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess what topic would probably be Class C1. We take a look. We have the top two teams in the state here. You got Kearney Catholic. You got Milford. You got St. Cecilia. You got a really good representation of Class C1 at this tournament. In general, how do you see that class? And in particular, how do you see our matchup between GICC and Norfolk Catholic?
Well, I think tonight's matchup is going to be very exciting. I think it's going to come down to matter of style and who maybe gets the early lead. Yeah, if Norfolk Catholic jumps out early, I think they're going to try and keep the tempo up. And as anybody who, you know, listened or saw St. Cecilia and GICC last night, it was 26-19 after three quarters. Billy Gavers is going to keep that game to a crawl if he can get the early lead.
And again, he really does like the sense of tone. Do you think Norfolk Catholic and GICC are the two teams to beat, or is this really pretty open?
You know, they've established themselves as the top two, and I St. Cecilia just with their injuries, and they just don't quite have the chemistry I think that they've had maybe, you know, during their championship years. Just something a little bit seems to be missing from the times I've seen them. You know, beyond that, Milford's a nice team, but they got beat by Sutton Monday night in the conference final. You know, Kearney Catholic, they're having trouble with a Bergen team that lost to Walton Newman last night, another C1 contender. I think the game at 7:30 tonight may be a preview of what the state final is, depending on how the brackets shake out.
Yeah, and it also depends a little bit who kind of gets hot. All right, let's talk C2. We got the top two teams in the state in C2. You got Bergen, who's actually lost three in a row after their loss last night to Wahoo Newman, and also Ravenna. Is it a two-horse race, or is it even more open than that?
I think it's a four-horse race, Randy. I think you've got Ravenna, Bergen, Sutton. Has certainly come up. They've won 6 games in 9 days. 3 of them are, 4 of them now are against Class C1s, good C1s, and then Lincoln Christian, which knocked off Newman, which knocked off Bergen. So I think it's a four-horse race in C2.
And again,
3 of them were here today.
Yeah, and it kind of depends a little bit about how that maps out. how do you look at this event? I mean, you take a look at it. To me, it's a great warm-up for the last little stretch run. As a basketball fan, I really get, I start to salivate when I come in here for this event.
It's a little bit like what the Bracket Busters concept for ESPN should be, rather than 58 games over 3 days, and most of them don't mean anything. You've got a nice little nucleus of smaller school teams. It's nice that GI is playing Ralston tonight, because that helps Tino with the gate. He may get 4,500 in here today, which would be fabulous for him. He's been able to keep this going fourth year. Good matchups. I mean, to pick these matchups before the season really begins and to have them come off like this, conceivably all these games could be a matter of handful of points either way.
And again, even the matchup we had earlier today against two teams, the only matchup with two losing records still goes into overtime. And that just kind of, it's still a great experience for your Sandy Creeks and your Centuras to be able to play in an environment like this.
Well, another thing is playing on a big court, playing on 94 feet. There's some high school courts that have the full length. A lot of them are 84 or shorter. So you get used to a little bit of playing once you would get to Pershing or once you get to Devaney.
And every little bit helps. And, again, I talked to Coach Lease before the game a game ago, and he basically said exactly that. This is a really good way to exercise and work on some things you can't normally work on. Plus, you play good competition, you find out what you need to work on once that single elimination tournament starts.
Right. And, with sub-district starting a week from Monday, here we go. It's do or die time. And, the teams that take the challenge to come here, it's just great preparation.
Well, we're going to see Gretna. They're probably the top team in Class B that we're going to see here today.
Boys Town. Boys Town's on a roll. I've seen a couple of their last three games, and they're playing very controlled, very good, very fun offensive basketball. I saw them score 88 the other night on St. Albert. And St. Albert was not playing bad defense either. It was 88-74, one of the better games I've seen this year.
Did Boys Town do a lot of their scoring because they forced turnovers defense and end up in transition?
They're doing a lot in half court, doing a lot in full court. So their half court execution was as good as I've seen in a couple, 3 years, maybe since Gandy came through.
Give me the handicapping then in Class B.
It's still South Sioux to lose.
Yeah.
I think they are a notch above everybody else, and I've seen almost everybody in B at some point. I've seen Gretna. I've seen Pius. I've seen Beatrice, Gross. Scotts Bluff's the only one probably I haven't seen in the top bunch. North Platte took care of them last night. And North Platte's a good A team, not a sensational. I just think when you got Gross and Gazelle and you got a 7-footer in there that you have to account for, that Class B, I don't think, has an answer down the stretch for South Sioux.
You just don't want to be on that side of the bracket with the Cardinals.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Stu Postbills, appreciate the time.
Good to see you.
Hey, see you. Tell the wife hi.
I will.
All right. Once again, we're at halftime. Fremont Bergen, 35, and Kearney Catholic, 27 at the break. We'll check the halftime numbers. We come back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Let's check the scoring. We'll begin, first of all, for Fremont Bergen. They lead at 35-27 at the break here over the Stars of Kearney Catholic. John Spellerberg leading the way. He's got 11 points, 10 points for Spencer Morrissey to go with 5 rebounds here in the first half, 5 points for Josh Boggs, 5 points for Jake Jensen off the bench, and Evan Stover has 2 points and 3 rebounds here for the Knights. For Kearney Catholic, David Squires, 6 points, including a three-pointer. Alex Lees has hit a couple of three-pointers. He's got six. Drew Butler has 3 points and two rebounds. He hit a three. Brian Huseman off the bench has 4 points here at the break. Keegan Fitzgerald has drained a three. He's got 3 points. And Tyson Colling, 5 points here at intermission. Unofficially, 12 turnovers against Kearney Catholic, 13 turnovers for Fremont Bergen. But Bergen has really dominated the glass here. Unofficially, I have them with 10 rebounds here in the first half compared to 5 for Kearney Catholic. So those 5 extra possessions, and some of those extra possessions were offensive rebounds at point-blank range. One reason why Spencer Morrissey has 10 points here at intermission is because of those rebounds that have allowed him to get some real good, easy looks at the bucket here in the first half. So, Coach Lees, we talked at halftime of our second game of the day between Pierce and Sutton, and he said that they had to do well rebounding, not necessarily win the rebounding battle, but they couldn't get handled 2-1. And right now that is the margin, the advantage that Fremont Bergen has in terms of rebounding here in the first half. Kearney Catholic will have possession of the basketball to start the second half. They've inbounded it right in front of us, and Lees will kick it to Butler over for Clinch, and they'll give it to Squires. Squires works it back around the perimeter. They look over there for Fitzgerald. Kearney Catholic going with their starters in this game to start the second half. That's Clinch, and he'll drive, shot, no good, trying to get the rebound. Couldn't quite get his paws on it. It goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Fremont Bergen, and that'll be a team rebound for the Knights. Again, for the Stars, Fitzgerald, Clinch, Butler, Lees, and Squires starting both the first and second halves here. Mart's going to inbound it for Bergen, and 5 second count's going on. They get it in time to Boggs. Kearney Catholic pressure in here. Dolish will set a little screen. Boggs with the pass. He'll get it up ahead to Mart. Mart's pass is tipped. Kearney Catholic comes up with it. Pass up ahead, deflected by Boggs. Boggs is able to save it into the hands of Lee. So Kearney Catholic does force the turnover, and then they turn it right back over. Nope, it is saved and then into the hands of the Stars. Here's Squires for three. Back of the iron on the baseline. It's no good. And rebound coming out of there with it is going to be Spellerberg. Spellerberg gives it off on the right side for Boggs. And, boy, you see the athleticism for both these two teams fighting for that loose ball, staving it, flying, tipping, harassing everything. Left side, pass, Spellerberg, three, no good. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall for Dolish. And coming out with it is Butler. Butler's pass up ahead, stolen away by Boggs. Boggs weaving through traffic, shoots. Butler is able to deflect it. Ball saved in the hands of Clinch. He's used up his dribble, and now we'll have to give it out to Lees. So Clinch with the rebound, and now they'll get it to Butler. Butler into Squires. Squires will drive, and we got a block whistled in underneath against Spencer Morrissey, and that's just going to be the first on Morrissey. And it's the second time there's been contact in underneath that I thought the defender was there and that it was a charge. And it's helped and hurt both teams evenly. At the line to shoot two is going to be David Squires. Squires' free throw is up and good. So with the dribble is going to be Josh Boggs on that far sideline. Pass knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Bergen. On that far sideline, Spencer Morrissey had the ball go off of either his hands or his feet down there, and it was created by pressure put on by David Squires. So Kearney Catholic forces the turnover here. They are down by 5, and they've got it in the offensive zone. Long jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound to Squires, and Squires is fouled. And we'll see who they gave it to. One of the big ones here for Fremont Bergen. It's going to be whistled for the foul. It's going to be on Morrissey. And Morrissey's picked up 2 quick fouls here. As Squires is going to go back to the line. His free throw is up and good. Ten points in the game here for David Squires. His free throw is up and no good. And the rebound by Spencer Morrissey. Morrissey snags the bound, and Bergen will pass it up ahead to Stober. Stober gets it in the lane. Awkward-looking shot by Morrissey, but he gets his own rebound, flips it up and in. Another offensive rebound, another bucket for Spencer Morrissey. Dribbling through traffic is going to be Fitzgerald. He gets it to Clinch. Clinch lost it, and dribbling out with it is going to be Spellerberg. Spellerberg pass up ahead, laid up and in. Running the floor is Morrissey, and he's got 14 in the game. With it is number 14. His pass tipped away. Another steal by Bergen. Laying it up, Spellerberg, and he's got 13 in the game. 10-point night lead here. They've hit a couple of quick buckets after Kearney Catholic kind of whittled away the lead a little bit. And you hear the Fremont Bergen fans chanting for that defense. They're looking for Huseman. He'll kick it back out here for Joachim, or for Fitzgerald, rather. Fitzgerald's long jumper is no good. And the rebound to Spellerberg. Spellerberg across the timeline to Boggs. Boggs is going to drive. Boggs lays it up and in. Down to a little seam, and now he has 7 points in the game. Pass up ahead to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald in the lane. It's going to kick. Here's the trail three by Butler. No good. Rebound. Huseman. Shot. No good. Rebound by Boggs, and that'll end the possession. On the run is the Knights, and they'll kick it into the corner. Three-pointer up and good for Spellerberg. He pumps his fist, and 16 points in the game. A 15-point lead for the Knights. They lead it, 46-31. 4:16 to go here, third quarter. We're back after this.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, it was an 8-point lead at halftime, and now they've almost doubled it up as Fremont Bergen. They lead at 46-31, and Coach Lee's seen enough. He needs to kind of get things focused here a little bit. As his team is getting outplayed, getting out-rebounded. And they've only player that scored here in the second half has been David Squires. He had a 3-point play. He's got 4 points here at halftime in the second half. And he needs to get things going both offensively and defensively. So a 15-point game. And the Stars work it right side. Squires back around the perimeter. Lease has it, enters it in. Turnaround jumper for Huseman. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Mart. Mart helps work it ahead. Quickly up court, Stover has it. Stover shut off by James. And they'll kick it out. Jumper from the elbow by Jackson Mart. And he hits the jumper. So that'll make it a 17-point lead as the 6'6 Mart shot over the top of James. James is listed at 5'8". Here's the long jumper by Squires. No good. Coming out with the rebound is going to be Schleister. Schleister into the offensive zone. Bounce pass in the corner for Bedicko. Bedicko checked in a little bit ago. He's got it. And James had the rebound. And jumping over his back is Jake Jensen. And I don't know how James didn't get knocked to the turf there, as he was basically run over by Jensen. James just has better brakes than Jensen. I think that's what happened there. High-speed collision when the car in front of you brakes for a squirrel. Lease faces some pressure. We get the ball up ahead to James. He'll kick right side for Butler. Back to Lease at the free throw line. In the lane is Squires. Now Butler has it on that right side. Pass to Lease. Lease will step up, shoot over the top of the Biggins. It's no good. And rebounded by Stover. Stover gives it to Schleister. Schleister's picked up by Lease. Schleister still has his dribble. And it goes off the legs of James. James comes up with a steal. And they're going to call a double dribble. And so we'll swap turnovers. The one against Kearney Catholic, the most painful, because had James been able to handle that ball, it would have been a layup. And the Stars need a layup. They are down 48-31. 2:41 to go here, third quarter. Fremont Bergen has just exploded here in the third quarter, late stages of the second quarter. Wasn't that long ago that this was a three-point ball game. Pretty good pressure being put on. Schleister will give it off left side for Berdicco. Berdicco will give it off right side for Mart, and Mart hits a three. That's just not fair. When you're 6'6", and you can stroke that three like that. Butler picks up his dribble, gives it to Houston. Houston has his shot blocked by Mart, his fourth block of the game, and then a foul on Kearney Catholic. Probably a good foul by Robbie Yoakum, but it's a 20-point ball game. I don't have the exact score written down, but it was something like 27-30 at one point. Kearney Catholic was down by only three, and now they're down by 20. They're pressuring the ball. Bergen's handling it pretty well. Jake Jensen has it. And with the dribble is Schleister. Schleister will give it off on that left side for Jackson Mart. Mart harassed there by Clinch, and he's able to get it on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Clinch pulls down the rebound, and we got a foul in underneath. Kearney Catholic a little frustrated right now. After the foul by Jackson Mart, a little extra push to create some separation there by Abe Clinch. The foul was actually on Evan Stober. That's his second. Butler has it. Gives it off on that right wing. A little ball fake. With it is Yoakum. Nice pass inside for Clinch. He'll give it out for Lees, who will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound by Evan Stober. And here come the Knights on the run. Driving, laying it up and in is Matt Schleister. Nobody shut him off. And it's now a 22-point lead here. Back out for Butler. Butler gives it right side for Lees. Pass on the inside, knock loose. Lees gets it back, will drive, and he walked with it. 15 turnovers against Kearney Catholic. Bergen's turned it over 11 times. Coach Lees points to Brian Huseman. He's going to check into the game. Also in the game for the Stars is going to be Keegan Fitzgerald. With 59 seconds to go in a third quarter that Kearney Catholic would like to forget. Bergen kicks it off on the left wing. It's Berdicco. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. Nothing but green jerseys there. And the bucket by Jake Jensen after the offensive rebound. Bergen all over that. Pass on the right wing for Huseman. Huseman dribbles out with it. 30 seconds to go. Entry pass in the lane. Tough shot for Squires. And Squires draws the body contact. He'll go line and shoot two. David Squires is the only Star to score here in the second half. He's got 4 points here in the third quarter. His free throw is up and good. And the foul, by the way, on Mart was just his first. Squires toes the line, fires up the free throw, strokes it in. And Bergen will inbound it. 27 seconds left. Pass up ahead. Knock loose. Coming up with it. It's going to be Fitzgerald. Another Bergen turnover. Stars need a bucket. They need a lot of good things happening here. They try to bounce passes. Going maybe a little bit too fast is Keegan Fitzgerald. Really, the Stars are fortunate to still have possession of it here after the kick. Yoakum's going to inbound it. 16.8 to go. He'll toss the ball in the hands of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is going to wipe the sweat from his forehead, let the clock move a little bit. He'll kick it right wing for Strite. Back to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald now 6 seconds left. He'll shoot an NBA three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Yoakum, and Yoakum lost the ball at the buzzer. Well, that's indicative of how the third quarter went. Stars down by only 8 at halftime. Now we're down by 22. It's 55-33 Fremont Bergen. In control. We'll be back in the fourth quarter right after this.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Well, this may not be official, but memory serves that one point, a three-pointer, made this a 30-27 game, as Bergen led at that point 30-27. Well, since then, it's been a 25-6 run for Bergen. It started late in the second quarter and continued all the way through the third. We'll see what happens here in the fourth, as Bergen does have possession of the basketball to start the quarter. Boggs brings it into the offensive zone. Well, hasn't quite yet. Great pressure being put on by Brett James. Boggs gives it off on the right side for Spellerman. Spellerman gets it on the baseline by Morrissey, and Morrissey hits the bucket. He's got 16 in the game to go with 7 rebounds. With the dribble is Butler. He'll give it off on the right wing here for Lease. 24-point lead. Kick left side, back around the perimeter. Baseline jumper in and out, no good. Up high for the rebound is Lease, and Lease has it swatted out of bounds vehemently by Evan Stober, his second block of the game. And we're going to have a little walk, or is there a foul? Yep, he stepped on that sideline. I haven't seen the indication one way or another. In any event, it will be a Fremont Bergen turnover. Kearney Catholic offensively has not been able to cash in when they've got possession of the ball here. They have scored only 6 points here in the second half. 7 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. And Lee's playing a little bit of catch here with Butler. He'll get it off right side for Tyson Colling. Entered inside for James, who kicks it right back out. Butler's three, no good. And we got a foul or a jump ball. Squires had it and tried to go right back up with it. And the official farthest away, but the one that had the same angle we did, saw a foul. And so Squires, after getting an offensive rebound, now will go to the line. He is the only one to score here in the second half for Kearney Catholic. Free throw is up and good for Squires. He's got 13 in the game. And the foul, by the way, on Stover, that is his third. But I wouldn't consider any team that's leading by 23 to have any foul trouble whatsoever. Free throw is up and good. Squires having a good game here. He's got 14 points. And Bergen will inbound it. Evan Stover tosses it in. Kearney Catholic going to try to trap, do a little run and jump here. And Boggs dribble. Picked up by Spellerberg, back out to Boggs. Boggs pass up ahead, and they're going to have a push whistled on Abe Clinch. Morrissey tried to land in bounds, but wasn't able to because of the contact by Clinch when they were both in the air. So Clinch is going to be whistled for the foul. Spellerberg tosses it in. No problem getting into Stover. Stover falling backwards, able to get it back out for Boggs. Say what, though, when you're Evan Stover and you're 6'7 and you're falling backward, you can cover a lot of ground to get yourself open before you drag your pivot foot. Boggs will give it up on the baseline for Dolish. Dolish down low, shot by Morrissey, no good. Up high for the rebound is Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum in trouble, has his pass tipped. It's a steal. Boggs has it. He'll kick it right back out here for Fremont Bergen. Jump stop, extra step or a foul? Yep, it's going to be a foul. Going to say that the block is the reason for the extra step. So Lease, Squires, Butler, James, and Colling going to check in here for Kearney Catholic as Don Lease brings in a line change in a 22-point game. Boggs gives it to Spellerman. And a little runner in the lane as they pass it to Spencer Morrissey. And Morrissey now is going to go to the line. He's got 16 in the game. He's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, and he's going to head the line and shoot 2 here. The foul on Lease is his second. Morrissey's free throw is up and good with 6:06 to go here in the ballgame. That Fremont Bergen's Knights are in pretty good shape of winning. They lead it 58-35. Second free throw on the way, no good. And the rebound by Butler. Butler up ahead into the offensive zone. That first half when Kearney Catholic was down by only 3, they were shooting pretty well, but they haven't got anybody to find the hole except for David Squires, and he's hit only 1 field goal here in the second half. Pass in the lane, kicked out. Here's James for 3, and he hits the 3. Brett James drains the 3, and we got a whistle over there. Ball knocked out of bounds but by Kearney Catholic, so Bergen will inbound again. Morrissey to toss it in. They get it in to Dolish. Dolish double-teamed. It's stolen away by James. Bounce pass inside. Now a foul. Bounce pass inside to Tyson Colling. Great pass by James to Colling. And now Colling will go line and shoot 2. So the free throw here is on the way by Colling. It is short. Colling now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Stars down by 20, 58-38, 5:34 to go here, fourth quarter, and the free throw is up and good for Colling. Makes it a 19-point ball game. Art will inbound it, tosses it in here for Boggs. Boggs dribbles down that far sideline, outruns everybody, takes it to the baseline. They double-team him, and there's going to be a foul down there. Colling was down there trying to wrestle with the ball. And I'm sure Boggs is the one that's going to be going to the free throw line. Well, I know he'll be the one going to the line. I'm sure the foul's on Colling. Well, they're going to say it was before the shot. Well, it was down low, so it probably was before the shot. So inbounding here is going to be Boggs. And Boggs will just toss it in here for Morrissey. Stars make another line change. Morrissey passed down low to Boggs, and they are going to call a jump ball. Houston able to block it. And they're going to call a jump ball. So for the Stars, Connor Streit, Huseman, Keegan Fitzgerald, Abe Clinch, and Robbie Yoakum out there. Top of the circle. Here's Streit. He's going to fire a 3. It is short. Long rebound to Morrissey. He's going to outlet it up ahead. Trying to track it down was Jackson Martin. It goes out of bounds. After the rebound for Fremont Bergen, it'll be a Bergen turnover. 5:09 to go here. Stars down by 19. Long skip pass for Yoakum. Yoakum gives it back out to Streit. Streit kicks it back out here for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald dribbles through traffic, gives it on the baseline. Shot up, too strong. Rebound after the miss by Streit is tipped out in the hands of Robbie Yoakum. And Yoakum loses the ball on the pass out of bounds. Again, Fremont Bergen showing that athleticism, just harassing every pass and stepping through the passing lane. Checking in was Keegan Fitzgerald. He's going to be out there trying to run and jump here a little bit. Spellerberg gets the ball to Jerry Dolish. And they'll get the ball back out here for Spellerberg. Spellerberg, 10 seconds. They couldn't get it across the timeline in time. He threw a ball back to Dolish. And Bergen couldn't get across the timeline, faced the Kearney Catholic pressure. Yeah, Stars are down by 19. See some positive things out there. They're still playing hard. They're still harassing everything. But they're just not getting anything going offensively. And the Knights, well, there's not too many chinks in their armor. They just have not done anything to help Kearney Catholic get back into this ballgame. They played solid. That's what good teams will do. Clinch, head to place catch with Butler. Now they'll kick it in the corner. Three-pointer up and good for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald drains the 3, makes it a 16-point ball game with 4 minutes to go. Pass up ahead to Stover, and Stover will get it ahead to Mart. And Mart is pushed by Clinch. and to the free throw line or not. That's only six on Kearney Catholic, but the foul on Abe Clinch. That is his fifth personal foul. So Clinch is fouled out of the ballgame with 4:01 to go. He made the start tonight with Huseman being a little under the weather with the flu. Schleister checked in the ballgame. He gets the inbounds. Now with it is Mart. Kearney Catholic going man-to-man. They are sagging a little bit. They're also trying to trap. They got the ball tied up. Tying up the basketball was Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald stepping in, attacking the 6'6 Jackson Mart. Lease in for the Stars here as Bergen has the possession arrow. They will inbound the basketball, and they'll backdoor cut it to Mart. And we got a foul. Heading to the line is going to be Jackson Mart for a 1-and-1. The foul on Huseman. That's the first on Huseman. Now seven as a team against Kearney Catholic. Seven have been whistled against Fremont Bergen. The big issue on the scoreboard for Kearney Catholic is the fact they're down by 16, 58-42. At the free throw line, front end of the 1-and-1 is good for Jackson Mart. Mart with 6 points here in the game. Again, Mart takes his time at the line, bends the knees, rocks a little bit, strokes it home. Perfect 2-for-2 from the line here in the game. 18-point lead for the Knights. Butler on their right side, plays catch with Lease. Again, Bergen in that zone. Lease will try to shoot over the top of it. His three is no good, and rebounded by Mart. Pass up ahead, and we got a charge whistled on Boggs. Collecting the charge was Lease, who stepped in front of Boggs. And we've got the call against Josh Boggs. That'll be his second personal foul. Being an offensive foul, we're not shooting any free throws here. Fitzgerald will inbound. Time running out on Kearney Catholic, down by 18. It appears their seven-game winning streak is going to come to an end against a team that lost their last three, Fremont Bergen. Be a nice quality win here for Bergen. Here's Squires. He'll try an NBA three. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Kearney Catholic. Stars a little frustrated. They're doing a little extra pushing and shoving that you don't often see, as they are clearly frustrated out there. Matt Schleister turned the ball over right in the hands of Lease, and Lease is going to lay it up and in. And we got a timeout for Kearney Catholic. Stars forced the turnover and the layup, and they want to stop the clock here at 2:51 to go. They're down by 16. It's 60-44. Stranger things have happened. It just doesn't happen very often. Quick 30-second timeout for the Stars. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You know, there really is a lot of time left here with 2:51 to go, but haven't seen any indications that Fremont Bergen is going to make the kind of mistakes that are going to be necessary for the Stars to come back. But that doesn't stop Coach Lease from giving in his best shot. Across the timeline is going to be Spellerberg. Spellerberg gives it out for Mart. Mart now to Boggs. And Boggs lost it momentarily by the pressure by Calling. And then another pass knocked away by Lease. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Bergen will inbound. They inbound the basketball to Jackson Mart. And Mart wraps it around, passes to Jensen, and Kearney Catholic commits the foul. Go for the steal, and if you can't get the steal, well, then I guess we'll have to send Jake Jensen to the free throw line. Jensen with 7 points here in the game. This will be his first trip to the line. It's a 1-and-1. And the free throw is up and good. That'll earn him the bonus. and will extend the Knights' lead out to 17 again. Second free throw, back of the iron, rolls around. Good shooter's touch there by Jake Jensen. And Jensen now with 9 in the game. 18-point Fremont Bergen lead. Right wing with it is Lease. To Butler, back to Lease. Lease well behind the three-point arc. And now Butler back to Lease. Lease enters it inside for Houston. He'll kick it out for Squires, and Squires hits the three. David Squires strokes in the three, and that'll make it a 15-point ball game. And we've got a reaching foul whistled on Houston, and Houston runs into Lease. A couple of sophomore bodies just flying all over the court here. And it'll be a 1-1. This is the 9th team foul whistled against Kearney Catholic. So this will be the final 1-1 for Fremont Bergen, but been fairly academic. They've been nearly perfect from the free throw line here in the second half. They've only missed one free throw. Spellberg's free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Squires. Down by 15, they'll get it to Lease on their right side. Lease looks on the inside, takes it on the baseline, kicks it back out for James. James' pass is knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it was touched last by Lease. It was tipped originally by Jake Jensen and then off the hands of Lease. So that'll be another Kearney Catholic turnover. And the inbounds goes to Boggs, and Boggs is going to go in for a left-handed layup, and now we'll head to the line as he was fouled. 101 seconds to go here, and the clock about to strike midnight on the seven-game winning streak for the Kearney Catholic Stars, and this will stop the three-game losing streak for the Fremont Bergen Knights. Boggs takes the ball around his waist, steps up, and strokes in the free throw. A little unusual style for Josh Boggs at the line. Gets the bounce pass from the official, takes it around his back. Three dribbles, squares up that second foot, and strokes the free throw a little bit short. Rebound to Lease. Lease will get it up ahead to Houston, and Houston couldn't hold on to it. They're going to say it was last touched by Josh Boggs, and I think Kearney Catholic got away with one there. Houston had it, and it went out of his hands, and after it left his hands, I don't think Boggs was the one that touched it. In any event, the Stars have the basketball here. Minute and a half to go. Down by 16. Houston kicks into the corner. Three-pointer up, no good. Offensive rebound by Houston, and Houston has it blocked by Mart. We'll have with six blocks in the game. Pass up ahead for Boggs, and Boggs works it out there to Jensen. And they're all over Jensen. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Couple of white jerseys there, and both of them fouled him. It doesn't matter which one you decide to pick. And apparently they chose Tyson Colling for his third personal foul. Free throw by Jensen, in and out, no good. Jensen has 9 points in the game. With a minute 12 to go here. Second free throw on the way. It is short and rebounded by Houston. Butler, little ball fake, gives it to Lease, top of the circle. Lease has a hand put in his face there by Spellberg. They kick into the corner. Here's the three-pointer, back of the iron, and no good for Fitzgerald. And the long rebound out for Spellberg. Spellberg gives it away for Boggs, and timeout for Fremont Bergen. Bergen calls timeout to maintain the possession. With 49.5 to go here, they're up by 16. Timeout Bergen. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Yeah, And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic. Fremont Bergen in control. The inbounds. Ball is loose. Diving for it right in front of us is Brian Huseman. And Huseman goes through the banner and lays on the floor underneath us. And that's just indicative of the effort that young man gives out every night as Huseman checks to make sure all these parts are still intact. They are. And Cody Berdicko is going to inbound the basketball here for Fremont Bergen. He'll inbound the basketball here for Spellerberg. Spellerberg to Berdicko is trapped in the corner momentarily. He steps through and gives it to Spellerberg with 35 seconds left. They're just going to play a little catch here. Berdicko gets it out for Jensen. Jensen dribbles. 5 second count going on. They tie it up. Nice job by Andrew Butler to tie up the possession arrow, and the arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, so they'll have it down by 16 with 26 seconds to go. And Fremont Bergen's going to dump the bench. And you hear on the far side the Bergen faithful giving a nice round of applause to some of the guys coming in. B.J. Bonhoff checking into the game here for Bergen. And also Austin Schmidt. Entry pass, knocked loose. It's going to be a foul, and to the line is going to be Lease. Pass at the elbow intended for Alex Lease. And Lease was pushed, so he'll go to the line and shoot a one and one. And T.J. Bordoff, his first foul of the game. Just checking in a few seconds ago. Lease's free throw is no good. And rebound pulled down by Fremont Bergen. And they'll get the ball to Cody Berdicko. And he is pushed. And Lease will collect the foul, I believe. It doesn't really matter with 14 seconds to go. And the Knights leading at 63-47. Kearney Catholic going to fall to 15-6 on the season. Everybody they lost to is rated in the top five somewhere. Bergen will improve their record to 16-5. Free throw is up and no good for Berdicko, though he has yet to score in the game. Matt Moore checks in here for Kearney Catholic. Also into the ball game, Robbie Yoakum. Second free throw, a little bit short. Butler comes up with the rebound. Butler very quickly up the court, gets it to Moore. Moore will flip it back out. Here's Fitzgerald for three. And Fitzgerald drains the three-pointer. He's got nine in the game. Cuts the lead down to 13. 1 second left. Bergen will inbound it. And that will do it for the ball game. Your final score is Fremont Bergen 63 and Kearney Catholic 50. That's your final. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center. Our final score, it's Fremont Bergen 63, Kearney Catholic 50, as we have three games already in the books. Bergen winning by 13. First game of the day had an overtime thriller as Centura stop Sandy Creek 46-40, and in the second game of the day, it was Class C2 number 6 Sutton with a 44-39 win over Pierce. And once again, the final in this one, it was Fremont Bergen 63 and Kearney Catholic 50. Take a look at the numbers real quick here for Fremont Bergen. Leading the way for them was Spencer Morrissey. I had Morrissey with 17 points and 9 rebounds. John Spellerberg had 16 points and 5 rebounds. 9 points off the bench for Jake Jensen, 8 for Josh Boggs. 4 points for Matt Schleister off the bench. 2 points for Evan Sober. And Jackson Mart had 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 blocked shots here for Fremont Bergen. They led at halftime 35-27. They were able to push that lead to a very comfortable margin in that third quarter. After 3 quarters, it was 55-33. And then your final score, 63-50. Fremont Bergen with the win over Kearney Catholic. Let's check the numbers for the Stars. We'll do that when we continue with our Misco Sports post-game show. The Misco, they can get y'all geared up for youth wrestling with brands like Asics, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas. They've got the singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, and the shoes to help out your youth wrestler. And remember, you can buy all your athletic apparel. They've got names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. Misco, get your game on at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be very equipped for all the games you play. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the numbers for the Stars right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's check the numbers here for Kearney Catholic. Only one star in double figures tonight. That was David Squires. He finished with 17 points and a couple of rebounds. Keegan Fitzgerald hit 3 3-pointers. He had 9 points here in the ballgame. Alex Leese had 8 points in the ballgame. Drew Butler hit a 3. He finished with 3. 4 points for Brian Huseman. 3 points for Brett James as he stroked in a 3-pointer. And Tyson Colling with 6. Fitzgerald, as I mentioned, with 9. And so total all that up, that's Kearney Catholic with 50 points in the ballgame. They fall to Fremont Bergen 63-50. Unofficially at Kearney Catholic with 14 rebounds. That's not counting team rebounds, but 14 rebounds in the game compared to 26 here for Fremont Bergen. That's 12 more possessions, and Kearney Catholic actually turned the ball over the same number of times as what Fremont Bergen did. So those 12 extra possessions really turned into a lot of second-chance points. And remember, Fremont Bergen also got 6 block shots from Jackson Mart that just really took Kearney Catholic out of their game. So once again, our final in this one is Fremont Bergen 63, Kearney Catholic 50, and that is your final. Well, time to turn our attention to St. Cecilia and Milford. They put 20 minutes on the clock right now as these two top 10 teams in Class C1 will be doing battle. And so we're going to step away for a little while, and then we'll have coverage of that great matchup. Number 4, St. Cecilia. Number 6, Milford. That's coming up next here.